morning, everyone. 100 hours left. 100 hours before we cross to 2021. This year has been an unusual year. I mean, unexpectedly, COVID hit our shore. You know, I pray once in our lifetime, this is enough to experience lockdown, to see people rushing to the supermarket for, not for food, for toilet paper, you know, and then we live stream our Sunday service to your house. One thing for sure, as Ling sang the last song, God is good and God is faithful, and His faithfulness and goodness never cease or change. From the beginning of the year to today, we have a covenantal God, a God who remembers His covenant, keeps His covenant, and He is always here for us, with us, and in us. I don't know what is 2020 to you. To some, this may be a great year, a year of victory, where everything seems to go so well. Don't you like that? You pray, God answers your prayer. Your health is good. You make spiritual progress in your Christian life, you know. But I want you to know, you can't stay in 2020. No matter how wonderful and how much you love it, in 100 hours from now, ticking by every minute, this year will pass and 2021 waits for no one. Maybe you are those who find this year has been a difficult year. It looks as if problems and storm and trouble never stop coming to you. If it was not finance, it was the health, it was the children, you know, it was your work, and it was one thing after another. And you cry in your heart, God, when is this going to stop? When is this rainy day going to end? And you can't wait. You can't wait for this year to pass so that 2021, you may see some light and breathe some fresh air. How many of you feel that way? Put up your hand. Maybe you are those that you feel like an onion. An onion with the skin being peeled one layer after another layer after another layer. All this bad experience, lost hope, missed opportunity, failures, it makes you seem as if you are staying in the same place, that nothing is taking place. And you have this disappointment and this hurt and this regret and this pain, and it sank into your very soul. I have good news for you. God never wastes any of your life experiences, whether it's good one or bad one. God is redemptive, and He will use them to teach us and to shape us for His purpose and His image. No matter what experience you have this year, it will pass. And in a few days' time, you're going to have a new day, a new start. And it's like a new book, blank pages. And it is for you to write His story, His goodness, His faithfulness, and His grace in your life in 2021. So today is our last sermon for this year. And as I was preparing this sermon, I asked the Lord, what do you want to say to your people at the end of the year? And what do you want us to bring across to next year? What should we leave behind? And I just got one word, C-O-D, COD. I think you like the word COD, don't you? Cash on delivery. But I'm not talking about cash on delivery. This morning I want to talk about cancel our debtors. In less than 100 hours, minute by minute ticking by, before this year closed, would you carry the debt owes to you over to 2021? Debt. I'm not talking about your home mortgage debt. Whether you like it or not, you have to pay it. Keep on carrying your debt till you finally pay your mortgage and the bank discharge you. The word for my sermon today is debtor. Found in the word of our Lord Jesus Christ in his prayer. In Matthew chapter 6, verse 12. And forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven, left, remit, and let go of the debts, and have given up resentment against our debtor. Releasing, canceling our debtors. Whether you like it or not, we are all debtors. We owe to God. We owe to others. We don't make ourselves. As much as you may not realize it, there are some debt that you can never pay. And God does not want you to carry those unpaid debt over and over each year. For this last sermon for 2020, it's a time for you to cancel all the debts that is owed to you, as God cancel your debt owed to him. In the Old Testament, there's a law in Israel that every 7 years, they call it the sabbatical year, the year of release. For that year, they must cancel the debt owed to them by the fellow Israelites who became slaves because they could not pay their debt. And God gave Israel this promise. If you were to cancel those debt in the 7 years, I have this promise for you in Deuteronomy chapter 15, verse 4 to verse 6. There should be no poor among you, for the Lord your God will greatly bless you in the land he's giving you as a special possession. You will receive his blessing if you are careful to obey all the commands of the Lord your God that I am giving you today. The Lord your God will bless you as he has promised. You will lend money to many nations, but never need to borrow. You will rule many nations, but they will not rule over you. What an awesome promise that God has given to Israel. An awesome promise for us today is that if we are willing to cancel our debtor, there is the promise of God's provision over our life. You see, one of the reasons why this commandment was given in those days, when you owe money, you become a slave. And when you cannot pay. And when you become a slave, there is no way for you to pay your debt. You cannot go out and work. You cannot work overtime. So there is no avenue for you to pay your debt. Unless some kind people come and say, I will pay your debt. Other than that, as long as you owe the debt, you are a slave. But God, in his grace, told Israel, as I have saved you and took you out of Egypt, in the same way, I want you to cancel and release those that owe you. What happened when Israel refused to do it? One of the reasons why 70 years they were in Babylon is because they did not keep the sabbatical year or canceling the debt. How do you cancel debt owed to you? If you look at different translation, there is only one word to cancel that. And that word is called forgive. Forgive. Forgive is a decision, a choice that you make. The action of I forgive, in the Amplified Bible, it means to remit, to give up or let go of your debtors. When you forgive, you set the debtor or the prisoner free. And when you forgive and you set people free, you begin to realize the actual fact, that person is not the prisoner. Who is the prisoner? You are the prisoner. You forgive, not because they deserve it, but rather you forgive because you want to be what? You want to be free. You want to be happy, and you want to have inner peace. The Bible declares, in the same manner you release your debtor, God release your debt. You cancel what other owes to you, and God cancel what you owe to him. And definitely, you owe God much, much more than others owe you. This morning, I want to use the word debtor. Letting go of your debtor. And after that, when I preach finish, we're going to have communion at the Lord's table as you respond to cancel our debtor. I use the word debtor. I see, what does it mean? Well, I will use the word alphabet D. The first alphabet D, disagreement. Who don't have disagreement, put up your hand. Even good people come together when they talk, they have disagreement. Disagreement is part of life. You have disagreement at home with your children, with your parents, you have disagreement at the workplace. People disagree, and you will discover sooner or later, most times sooner than later, that no matter what you do, there are people who are going to disagree with you. Not everyone is going to see eye to eye with you. And especially in the home, in marriages, in the church, where we share life, you know, you'll find that personality, you know, opinion, view will come out. And sometimes when you come out, there is bound going to be disagreement. But do not allow disagreement disconnect you. It is possible that people can disagree and sometimes you even say hate each other in the guts, sad to say, and yet they come together and worship the Lord in the same house. Paul talked about two women in the book of Philippians. And he said these two women, whose names were written in the book of life, but they have personal disagreement. I don't know why they disagree. Maybe over the color, over the flower, over. They have this personal disagreement. They cannot see eye to eye. His advice to both of them was, quarrel no more, be friend again, and rejoice in the Lord. Because you are in the same church. You are in the same house. You're going to see your children. You're going to see your wife. You're going to see your brother and sister. You are going to come together. You must enjoy the presence of one another. Is it not great? Today, release your debtor by letting go of all disagreement you have with others. Remove the wall. Communicate again. As God cancel your debt, likewise, you cancel your debtors owing to you by others. The next alphabet is E, expectation. One thing about when you borrow from the bank has a contract. How many of you read a contract in the bank? They call it the fine print. Ask John Paul, he will explain to you. There are a few pages that are so fine that you need a magnifying glass to read them. But if you were to read those fine print, more likely you will not borrow from the bank. But family, whether it's spiritual family or natural family, we don't operate on contract. We operate on covenant. We don't operate on terms and conditions. We operate on love relationship. And this love relation does not have a fine print. Not, I expect you to, but you did not. I thought you would do this, but you did not. How many times when you expect of others and you are disappointed? And this disappointment in you eats you up, you know, and it begins, you know, for you to feel so negatively that you are being betrayed and you become discouraged. I want you to know, in the Bible, when you look at the word expectation, it is used on who? One person, God. That your expectation must be on God. Even when you expect God, can I tell you one thing? He doesn't do everything that you expect. Mary and Martha said to Jesus, "We expect you to come straight away for my brother, but you didn't. And now it is too late. He is dead." Expectation. The trouble with expectation is that we don't tell people. We presume they know. But remember one thing. People are at a different level in their journey. Today, release your debtor by letting go of your expectation on them. Expectation on them are a yoke on them and also on yourself. If you do everything as unto the Lord, I love as unto the Lord, I serve as unto the Lord, I give as unto the Lord, everything that I do is as unto the Lord, then you will be happy and rejoicing. You will not be expecting for a return. I invite you to my house for dinner, but you didn't invite me. I did this for you. You didn't do it for me. Maybe your expectation is so high and you have been let down and you have been disappointed and in your heart you have been hurt and you are angry, but you don't want to show. You are such a nice person, you just smile. But your smile is not truly from the heart. Today, release those expectations to God. Cancel them. The other alphabet is B, bring. I tell you, this is an old problem. In the garden, Adam bring God and the woman. It's the woman that you give to me. Eve blamed the serpent. The serpent tricked me. Blame is something that is so common. Even when Moses came down from the mountain and Aaron has built this golden calf, and Moses was so angry, and he said, "Why you do it?" His answer was this: "Because the people asked me to do it, and you have went away too long." No one wants to be responsible for their attitude and action. It's always someone else. They blame everyone. My parents, even after death, they are still blaming their parents. My friends, my circumstances, my environment, my upbringing, my dog. Some of you may be my kid. Everyone and everything except themselves. Do you have difficulty saying, "I am responsible"? God wants you to stop blaming others and take personal responsibility for your life. If you have any negative emotion, take personal responsibility for it. No amount of blame you place on others will change that person or change you. Blame is a waste of time. The only thing blame does is to keep the focus off you and looking for external reason to explain your unhappiness or frustration. Yes, when you blame someone, you may make the person guilty, but it does not change the situation. It does not change the person. It does not change you. You will still become unhappy. If you have been blaming anyone in your household, today is the time for you to let go of your blame on them. Stop blaming them. It is you. You are responsible for your action. Today, release them because you want God to release you. The next alphabet is T, trespass. This is how the Bible put it in the Amplified version. Luke chapter 11, verse 4. And forgive us our sin, for we ourselves also forgive everyone who is in debt to us, who has offended us or done us wrong. Those who has done us wrong. How many of you have experienced that in your life? Put up your hand, come on. You expect people to do good, but they didn't do good. People who do you wrong in the house. People who do you wrong in your workplace. People who do you wrong. Today, as the Bible say, those that do us wrong is what we call trespassers. Those who have gone beyond your right. Those who have injured you. Those who have inconvenienced you. Today, it is time to cancel it. If you hold those that trespass against you, it is not going to help you. You will see them and you will avoid them. It's time. Time to say, God, I'm going to cancel my trespasses. Even if they don't say, I'm sorry. Even if they don't pay me for what they have done. I'm going to let go their trespasses because you, O God, has let go my trespasses. How many times have I sinned against you, O God, and I come to you and I ask you to forgive me, and again, you have forgiven me. God, those that trespass against me, those that have done me wrong, I choose to let them go. What a spirit to have. Forgiving heart. This world will be a better place. Every home will be a better place if we become a more forgiving people. But if you don't, then you hold on. And this thing is going to keep on eating you. And not only eat you day and night. It's going to make you unhappy. It's going to make your sleep miserable. But this thing will cause you to do evil. We come to the next word. Offenses. Let go of those that offended you. Jesus warned us, do not be offended. Offenses are common in life. It cannot be avoided. None of us is insulated from it. What offends us? Sometimes people, the way they look at us, we are not happy. What people say, you know, what people do. And sometimes when we hear the truth of God's word, we can also be offended. If you choose to be offended, you will be what? Offended. Anything will offend you. The color will also offend you. The smell of the flower will also offend you. If you choose to be offended, everything will offend you, will offend you. We must cancel all offense. The word offend in Greek means to entrap or to entice to sin. This is what happened to you when you are offended. How many of you have been offended before? Put up your hand. Nobody. When you are offended, you have only two things to do. This is a choice. You forgive. If you don't forgive, then it becomes a what? A trap. It will entrap you and it will entice you to sin. Because when you are offended, you want to get what? You want to get even. Sometimes people don't want to get even. They want to get more than being even. But one thing I realize, offenses kill you. It makes you barren. It imprisons you. You neither cancel or dissolve the offenses or you become toxic. You don't want to become toxic. Because when you are toxic, the amount of people you can poison. Today, release your debtor by letting go of all offenses against you. And some of us, we have many. Some of us have a few. None of us have none. Choose to cancel all offenses. Choose to release those that offended you. To let go of them. Even if they don't come to you, maybe they don't even know that they have offended you. Do you know that most people doesn't know they have offended you? Why you suffer? Then live a happy life. Release them as God also released you. Cancel them as God also cancel your debt. The last is the word R, resentment. The Amplified Bible used this word. Give up your resentment against your debtor. Give up your resentment. Resentment focuses on the past. It plays the past again and again. It is unable to change the past. But resentment will empower you to live and to grow in the past. But if you want to live a positive, powerful, and significant life, you cannot live in the past. Resentment is like riding a car backward. You know what happened when you drive the car backward? If there was a person in the Bible who should be resentful, that person was Joseph. See what his brother did to him. See what his boss did to him. He chose to forgive his brother. They sold him, he forgave them. He chose to forgive them because he recognized one thing. God is in control of everything. Can you say amen to that? God is in control of everything. But if Joseph was resentful and unforgiving, do you think he would be raised to where he is? The second most important person in Egypt. It's the resentfulness that kills you, that stops you from living the way God wants you to live, for being blessed. But Joseph was willing to cancel, to let go of his resentment against his brother. And we must do the same, because Joseph was able to stand one day before them and say, "You intend to harm me, but God intended it for good, to accomplish what is now being done, the saving of many lives. We need to live with a bigger picture. No matter what is happening, no matter what people does to us, if we keep a forgiving spirit, a sweet spirit, we will come out better at the other end. We will see the grace of God and the goodness and the faithfulness of God. Debts. As I meditate on debtors, I learn that every debt has what? Interest. When you borrow from the bank, it's neither compound or reducing interest. They are calculated daily, weekly, or monthly on your loan. In the Old Testament, the word interest is called biting interest. Biting. When you owe the bank, who pays the interest? When you owe the bank, who pays the interest? You pay the interest. But when you hold on to your debtor, to those who you disagree with, to those that did not live up to your expectation, to those that you blame, to those that does you wrong, to those that offend you, and you are resentful, when you do that, who is paying the interest? You are paying the interest. And this interest that you pay in the Old Testament is called biting interest. Can you understand why when you don't forgive, you don't cancel your debtor, you can never be a happy person? Because it is going to eat you up, and it's going to eat you day and night. Every time when you have a spare moment, when you are thinking of nothing, all these debtors come into your mind, fresh into your mind. It's called biting interest. And this is the biting interest that will make you spiritually bankrupt and unhappy. But as we come to the close of 2020, decide to cancel all debtors. Amen? Cancel all them. Decide, God, I'm going to let them go. Decide, God, I'm going to remit them to you, O God. Decide, God, as I cancel all my debtors, O God, those that done me wrong, God, I know you're also canceling my debt. And definitely, God, I owe you more than others owe me. Shall we pray? Less than 100 hours, 2020 is history. What are you going to bring over? What are you going to bring over? I'll bring the good over. I want to have a great start in 2021. No hang up. No debtors. I want to let go of all these things. I want to be a happy man and a freer man so that I can live in the blessing of God. So that what God has and intend for me will not be blocked by my unforgiveness. So that I stand knowing I am free, for I have set others free. as I release them from prison, I'm also releasing myself. Cancel the disagreement. Cancel the expectation. Cancel the blame. Cancel the trespass. Cancel the offenses. Cancel the resentment. It is not worth it. As you take communion today, lay them at the feet of Jesus Christ and say, God, I bring them to you. I release them at your feet. I do not want this biting interest to eat me up. Interest that I can never pay if I hold on to it. Interest that will bite me and become more and more and more. I don't want God. I want to be free. Can I have the brethren to come and serve communion this morning? Would you stand up with me? If it's not because of Jesus Christ, He died for you and He forgave your sin. He canceled your debt. You will not be able to take communion today. Christ has did it all. It's time, as we cross over to 2021, you have disagreement in your family, you have disagreement in your marriage, you have disagreement with any friends, brother and sister. It's time to cancel. Start 2021 with a new page and let God's grace write His story over your life. The Lord's Prayer. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom comes, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Stand and say, God, I cancel all my debtors. As Christ died for you and canceled your debt, no more allowing binding interest to eat you up. Father, bless this bread. Bless this cup. I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's take the bread. And the cup. Thank you, Jesus. Let's lift our hands to the Lord. Lord, we open arms, we come to you as we cancel our debtors, of God. Your words say, God, as we let go of them, you also cancel our debt. And today I declare that you are set free in the name of Jesus Christ by the power of the Holy Spirit. No more condemnation. Set free. The goodness of God be your portion from the beginning of the year to the end of the year. Experience His power and His faithfulness. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.